striking resemblance to the temple guards from Legends of the Hidden Temple.
God, those scared the shit out of me. they were really freaky, and
they were terrifying. And the kids always like peed their pants
every time.
My God, pee!
Best job ever.
Yeah.
What do you do for a living? Terrify children.
I live in a temple, and I wear war paint and feathers and a loincloth.
Because there would be
and
like
I pop
the
out
ones...
of closets and I capture children.
Yeah, but that's the thing. When you actually have to capture them, when you have to drag them away, that's what like they're screaming and kicking and freaking the fuck out.
Yep.
And that it'd be that would be the line for me.
That's why you got to put your hand over their mouth first.
Just get the chloroform there. Put them down.
Let it happen.
Oh God.
Oh no.
It's taken a dark turn.
Yes, it has.
But it's such a great dark turn.
So they're all intimidating, but then once they get behind the scenes, it's like, wow, that was a really convincing performance, kid. I mean, you looked really genuinely terrified, and they're just like, please don't hurt me.
How are they saying anything? They've been chloroformed. They're done. They're left in the closet of
kid. Kid,
you weren't here.
Neither was I.
That wasn't real chloroform, kid.
The placebo chloroform.
It wasn't chloroform. I just peed on this rag and put it on your face.
Oh.
That's how they get new temple guards. You belong to us now.
I was almost going to say that's why they get temple guards.
Oh,
but
man.
This would be a good time to start episode 84.
Yes.
So introducing people vocally, Wall said, feel free to... chime in like they do on so many other podcasts that we're stealing the concept from, so people can recognize your name with your voice.
How's it going?
There you go. Nice and generic so that it's kind of hard to tell it was you. But
that's how I do it.
There you go. That's more your inflection and style. But thank you for joining us for episode 84.
Indeed.
And John, thank you for coming back after a really long time.
Yeah, I kind of become a hermit every once in a while, and I disappear for like half a year at a time, but... I'm coming back out of hibernation now, so
there you
like
go.
Like a drifter that never moves. Well,
it's true.
No, that's not true. You've moved 1, 2, 3
4 times.
4 times since I met you, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
4 times in
about a damn
less than
house.
4 years now.
Sounds about right. Yeah. That's pretty that's a lot of moving around.
It is. I'm tired of it.
It would seem unseemly to employers.
Indeed. Whatever.
He seems more addresses.
He seems a shifty sort.
Yeah. I also change my identity on a bi-yearly basis. Dye my hair.
Being the only person here who's wearing glasses, you have the most opportunity to be Superman out of all of us. Oh my God, where'd John go?
That was me taking my glasses off.
If no one noticed.
Visual humor.
Changes his name from John to Jan.
Yeah. From Sweden, yeah.
Yeah, Scandinavian Superman.
Yeah.
Hello, I am Juan. Yeah, nobody's falling for that crap.
Hola, soy Juan.
So, jumping right into the episode, I have a shit ton of news to throw out there.
Boom.
Laid on us.
First is more of a factoid that people can comment on because it's understandable, but it's nice to have in numbers. Netflix is responsible for 1/3 of U.S. internet traffic in the evening.
Mm. I believe that.
Sounds right.
That's
guilty.
That's like 75% of my
evenings.
You know, broadband used up. So
yeah, true. But it's one of those things where Amazon Prime and Hulu claim that they're cutting into that, and they're not. They're just stealing it away from other people.
Liars.
So Netflix is holding strong and supposedly actually stealing traffic from BitTorrent and other less than legal sites. So
it's because it's so convenient.
It's much easier to be lazy with Netflix. It's like, yeah, I could click on the thing and download it and then realize it's a virus and then download a different one. Or I could just click on this thing and...
I know it's a movie.
Right.
After downloading Microsoft... Silver, whatever. Silver Flight?
Silver Light.
Light. Yeah. Silver Light. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Which,
It's a thing, but they're actually switching away from Silver Light.
They're going to HTML5, aren't they?
Gasp.
Yeah. That's what I heard.
Yay, HTML5. Mobile enabled, not Flash, not Microsoft.
It's pretty neat.
Though one thing they are doing is they have altered the API that they use so that it doesn't show the date of, you know, the date span for when a movie will be available and unavailable on their site anymore.
Hmm.
Which kind of sucks because there's so many websites out there devoted to here's what's coming in Netflix, or, you know, here's how long you have to watch something on Netflix, or right. you should watch this because this is going away soon. But they've basically phased out that API, so now it's harder to discern when things will be available and when they will drop off, so that now there's more of a, it's kind of like an underground sense of urgency to watch things.
Mm. So you see something on Netflix and you're like, well, it might be there tomorrow.
Yeah, I feel like I could wait for that. And then, you know, a week later when you actually are in the mood to watch it, it's gone.
Mm. How will I be able to decide whether to watch RoboCop or Sister Act 2?
Or The Hunt for Red October?
Well, RoboCop, actually, that Detroit statue is almost done, too. To
oh, yeah, I saw
segue
that.
To something else. Weird Kickstarter, good for them.
Good job, Detroit.
Yeah.
The nation's proud.
Though, it isn't, I think it was Detroit just, like, said they were out of money. Like, they're not bankrupt,
yeah,
they're but they're, out. Like, they're just done.
Have they checked their couch cushions?
No.
They're dangerously close to overdrafting their account and, yeah. and incurring a fee.
I hear it's up to $40 now.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was $33.
They really need to hook up a savings account or a credit card as overdraft protection.
Yes, they do.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed. Maybe set their debit card options so that it functions the way in a way that's going to be most effective.
Absolutely.
See, and then in my mind, I created the one debit card of Detroit.
Yes.
And then it turned into a Lord of the Rings fan fiction in my head.
Mm.
So that got kind of dangerous kind of quick.
We must return it to whence it came.
We're going to Wells Fargo.
Deep into the pits of...
To the fires of Flint, Michigan.
So yeah, yes. that was just kind of a factoid, but something to throw out there. So, Adam, I know you've watched Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee.
Yes.
Matt and John, what about you?
No say.
I've seen a couple episodes for nothing recently.
So, John, you're the first furthest out from this, so I'll explain it to you. Yeah, Crackle. You know Crackle.com?
Yes.
It's like the free Netflix that has what you'd expect to find on a free Netflix, more or less. The comedian Jerry Seinfeld had created a show on there that had 10 episodes, whereas literally comedians in cars getting coffee. So
nice.
He had invited his comedian friends on. For instance, there were episodes that featured Mel Brooks. There was an episode that had Ricky Gervais. Feel free if you guys want to throw in any other names. Michael Richards.
His co-star on Seinfeld.
Michael Richards.
Yeah, Michael Richards. Yeah.
That guy who played Kramer.
Michael Richards.
The guy that everyone thinks name is
Colin
actually Kramer.
Colin Quinn was on another one.
Yeah.
So they announced recently that Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee has been renewed for another season. And
excellent.
This next season will have 24 episodes because they're like 10 minutes long or less. And this season will feature Sarah Silverman, Dave Letterman, Chris Rock, and more.
Awesome. Wow. Big names.
Getting bigger names.
Yes.
Cool.
Boom.
I like that.
So something to look forward to on Crackle, which is owned by Sony, which is free. And Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee is also available on YouTube. So,
yeah. Meh. An excellent series with some really cool cars, too.
Yes, and that was actually part of it, was the announcement was held at the Manhattan Car Club, which had donated a couple cars to the show itself. So it was all inter-juried.
They have all kinds of classic and rare cars that they use to drive to get coffee. So it's
interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you get to see a cool old car. You get to see a comedian. You get to see Jerry Seinfeld kind of overselling it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a solid series.
It is.
So that another honorable mention kind of thing. Something new. Yahoo is getting into the streaming game. They have their own original content, and you get to hear my favorite title first. Losing Your Virginity with John Stamos.
Ooh,
that sounds very exciting.
So this series, which is
delightful,
produced by John Stamos and also Morgan Spurlock, the McDonald's Super Size Me
Super
guy.
Super Size Eat yep. Lots of French Fries guy.
So John Stamos is going to interview celebrities and find out how and when they lost their virginity. So the title is more fun than the concept, but I guess it's supposed to be comedically set.
The inevitable Dave Coulier episode will be terrifying.
Excuse me. There are also a couple other things that that Yahoo has lined up. They have a partnership with the WWE, which I don't care about, but I assume somebody somewhere does. I guess it's like 30 minutes of original content before their broadcast shows and little webisodes.
Awesome.
For wrestling. So
okay.
not a big selling point.
Yeah.
They do have a partnership with Saturday Night Live to have some broadcast clips on there as well.
Really?
And then another one, which I read about that I thought kind of was pushed out of the spotlight, is called Tiny Commando, featuring Ed Helms, Zachary Levi, and Gillian Jacobs. Yeah, Gillian. Gillian Jacobs, which is Britta on Community.
Oh, yeah.
For anyone who doesn't know her by name. And apparently it's about a 4-inch investigator and his awesome array of artillery to solve crimes.
Could use more Stamos, but it sounds solid.
Yeah. I mean, you know, people recognize Ed Helms. They kind of recognize Zachary Levi if you've ever watched Chuck.
They will if they see
or
him.
Or The Office.
No.
And then Gillian Jacobs has been in a lot of stuff recently. So, good for her. And might be a future for her after Community, but
probably not.
Optimistically.
We'll see.
And then, finally, YouTube Comedy Week is starting next week. It's May 19th to the 25th. They're doing a lot of fun advertising for it, which they just released a video starring Arnold Schwarzenegger promoting the concept, and it's from May 19th to May 25th. It's going to be videos, live content, and fan challenges. And I actually had to write down the list of participants for this because it's kind of expansive. It's Jash. Has anyone heard of Jash?
No.
It's kind of a YouTube channel that is primarily Sarah Silverman, Reggie Watts, Michael Cera, and Tim and Eric, a couple other people. So funny people posting YouTube stuff to a specific channel. Plus the Lonely Island, if everyone knows.
Oh, nice.
Yep.
That music from Saturday Night Live. Vince Vaughn, I already mentioned Tim and Eric, Pete Holmes, Craig Robertson, Hannibal Buress, Jeff Ross, Garfunkel and Oates, College Humor, and more. So lots of people dedicating a lot of focus to a week of YouTube videos comedically based.
Hmm. Cool. They've been advertising the crap out of it, too. You can't go to YouTube without seeing a Comedy Week advertisement.
It's true. But, I mean, it's their own thing, so
yeah, it's
good
cool.
on them. Good
that's
on them.
Very cool.
Sorry, there was a lull. I had to drink a beer.
It's got to be done.
Yeah.
But other than that, John, are you streaming a lot? Music, movies, TV show?
Netflix, really.
Netflix.
Yeah.
Focusing on...
Actually, right now I've been working my way through... through a lot of Star Trek right now.
Yeah.
I was going to guess Next Gen. That was
Next Generation. I finished Voyager a couple months ago.
Oh, you're watching them out of order.
Out of order, yeah. Just kind of, I don't know. I'm sort of on this whimsical sort of route right now. I just kind of watch whatever. But I'll probably do Next Gen, and then I think I'll do the original series after that. And then I might do... Deep Space Nine, yeah.
I'm... I think I just broke into season 5 of Deep Space Nine, and it is fantastic.
Is it?
Yeah. It starts out a little bit slow, but...
you could say that almost about any show, realistically. Yeah.
Especially Star Trek.
Plot development and character development.
Yeah. It seems like every Star Trek series goes through a couple seasons where it's questionable as to whether... The show should have just been canceled and killed before it could continue. But when it gets to about season 3, that's when things start to really get rolling. And as Adam Treese from The Court Revelers told me, it gets really cool when they get the Defiant, which is a totally badass ship that was designed to fight the Borg So it's just this little tiny ship that's packed with weapons and big engines, and it's now, cool. It's
the,
fun.
The Deus Ex Machina for the show?
No, actually.
No?
The first time they take the Defiant out, it gets the crap beaten out of it.
But, oh, okay.
They fix it.
Now, it was my understanding that Resistance was futile.
Yeah, I've heard something somewhere.
That was my understanding.
Yeah.
Hence a ship called the Defiant.
Mm.
So, yeah. Defying the futility of Resistance.
But it is still futile.
And I would just give in, try and find myself like a middle management position. You know, nothing too high. Don't want too much responsibility.
And at least
but
one eye laser. I need to have one, like...
At least
one eye laser.
You might have to work up to that, though. I mean, after a few years, you might get promoted to eye laser level.
I mean, Ted over in HR has like 7 of them now. It's getting a little bit gaudy, yeah. But it's still pretty cool.
He's got like eye lasers for both of his eyes and thumb lasers and ear lasers and nostril lasers.
But you know you've made not it. Allowed into Burger King anymore, though.
Yeah.
Too much.
You know you've made it when you have one of those arm mandibles.
Yeah, that's what the thing is. It's like you have to have the claw or the blender attachment without the plastic coating around it to protect you.
The Mega Man gun, basically.
That's reserved for really high-level people. I mean,
how does nobody have the Mega Man gun in the Borg? Because I feel like that would be
a piece of
necessary... equipment to throw in there.
I feel like I've seen them on Next Gen. Like I've seen them use their arms as guns before.
And I think there's a few in Voyager too.
Yeah.
But does it shoot balls at people?
No. Like little laser phaser beams. You know?
Or even like 8-bit, which would really confuse the hell out of any
giant square
person. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of like what the Moonanites shoot.
Right.
Bump. Bump.
Well, it is burp. Commonly known that the Borg measure their health in bars of rice, so, you know.
Bars of rice?
Mega Man. Think of, you know in the little left corner, you got the little rice pellets?
Yeah, okay. I didn't follow right away.
I was a big Mega Man
nerd. Neither. I was thinking of that rice game that was like a flash game online where every time you played it, like if you played it to a certain point, like impoverished villages would receive rice as a result. Did anyone else play that game?
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah, that's still around. I don't remember what it's called, though. That thing's actually pretty cool.
Because I was thinking it's just like kind of filling your bar to feed a village, but instead it's just helping the Borg.
Yeah. Or in our case.
Slightly alternative nonprofit.
Well, you know what I mean, though? That Mega Man's health bar, it looks like it's little yellow pellets of rice and they drop down as you get hit.
Yeah.
You ever notice that? I don't know. We always called it the rice bar. But I was a Mega Man nerd. I used to time myself on how quickly I could beat Mega Man.
I was never good at Mega Man. I was always awful. I gave up. I'm a racing game person because I suck at all other video games.
Mm.
I would like to see a Borg fundraising event, like a bake sale, car wash.
That's what I want to see.
We need help assimilating the human race.
Trying to be sexy, but they're still kind of mostly robotic in their movements. Yeah.
That terrifying Borg queen from, was it First Contact?
Oh, God, yeah, First Contact.
First Contact.
You're all slimy.
And world's fastest bald car with, like, electronic dreads for that little point at the top.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was weird.
And that was something I was going to bring up, was my dissatisfaction with the fact that so many Star Trek movies are missing from Netflix.
That's true.
I enjoyed those more than the series themselves.
I've seen them pop up at certain points in time, and then when I actually want to watch one of them, it's like,
oh,
that's the one that's not available.
Exactly.
Right now. Yeah. I see what you're saying.
Because there was that other one where it starts out with Data, like, wigging out, whatever it was. The one with the people who constantly got facelifts, whoever they were.
Dan, don't move.
Yeah,
look over your left shoulder.
I'm not going to lie, that squirrel is super distracting.
There is a squirrel that is
chilling. Oh my god, he's begging again. Wait. Okay, like, so our commercial break is coming up. We'll do a feeding in a second.
Okay.
And we'll ruin the economy, not the economy, the environment.
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. Producer Katie is now taunting the squirrel.
What is its name?
No, I have the bottle of sunflower seeds that have been shelled. I'm trying to associate the sound of me shaking it with putting it out there so they turn into cats.
You need to teach it its name.
Though I actually found out that there are fucking flying squirrels in my neighborhood.
Yep.
Sweet.
Which is... Producer Katie is having too much fun with my domesticated squirrel.
Producer Katie is training a squirrel as we speak.
Yeah, we're having a lot of fun with that. Okay. So
anyway, we got distracted.
Yeah.
Borg.
Well, no, I was gonna say this is a good time for us to split off, commercialize.
Oh, so soon.
Yeah. Okay. Usually the game lasts longer these days, and
yeah, we've been enjoying the new format of the game.
Exactly.
We?
Yes. Which everyone can listen to the rules on episodes 82 and 83. We have them posted with those. So cool. We'll take a commercial break and come back and be good to go for Movie Bluff.
Woohoo!
Boom.
Hey everybody, this is Dan. Thank you for making it to the halfway point of the Buffering Podcast episode 84, which Adam and I taped on May 14th, 2013 in the Wheels Brewing Co. studio. And you heard John Schrader, you heard Matt Wallstedt, we had a great conversation. And now we need to get into Movie Bluff. But before we get into that, which you definitely should listen to because I played this time, a couple things that we need to plug. First, you can find the Buffering Podcast online by going to bufferingpodcast.com. There you can find stories that we're, or articles that we're writing, an archive of all of our episodes, bonus tracks, photos, fun stuff. Check it out, bufferingpodcast.com. You can also find the Buffering Podcast on iTunes by searching for Buffering. And you can also find Buffering Podcast on Stitcher Smart Radio, available for mobile and computer, Stitcher.com, or go to your app store and search for Stitcher. And then once you're in Stitcher, search for Buffering, and you can listen to us there, get our most recent episode there. You can also find Buffering Podcast on Facebook and Twitter. Twitter, it's at Buffer Podcast. Facebook, facebook.com/Buffering Podcast. For both of those, stay up to date on what's going on with the show. Guests are coming on, photos, bonus tracks, all those updates. Follow us, like us, we love you. Thank you for following us. Thank you for having such a great time with us. We're almost to 100, guys. So with all that out of the way, get right back into the game. Enjoy.
20-something?
20-ish. Okay.
I'll do
cool.
20.
Okay. Squirrel. That's it. I got to okay. Focus in. I'm ready.
Yeah. Tap me so he can... No. Focus on game.
You're too
all right.
Far away. I'm going to throw two things at you.
So,
like a squirrel.
Let's
that counts.
Wait. Ha-ha.
Not the hammer.
Bring the hammer down.
All right. So let's test our buzzers. Matt.
No.
John.
Okay.
Dan.
Squirrel.
Excellent. Okay. That's what we wanted.
Perfect. I'm saying K as in what in Spanish. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. That works.
Or you're saying a book I remember reading in fifth grade. K.
K.
The
K.
Huh?
But it's two syllables. Two syllables are dangerous.
Yes.
Qua.
Okay. So to start with this evening, let's go with. We haven't been down this road. Well, let's start with the cast of. The Avengers.
Cat. Squirrel.
Dan.
Cat. No, I was going to say cast. I was going to say cast. I will go with Robert Downey Jr.
Movie.
Well.
Yes, Matt.
Kiss, Kiss, Bang, Bang.
Okay. Cast.
Squirrel.
Dan.
It's Monahan. It's, yeah, I know I got a five count. Val Kilmer.
Ooh, close one. Okay. Movie.
Well.
Matt Wallstead.
The Saint.
The Saint. Okay. Movie.
Squirrel.
Dan.
Batman. I'm going to say Batman Returns.
Okay. Cast. Wallstead.
Tommy Lee Jones.
Movie.
Okay.
John.
Men in Black.
Cast.
Squirrel.
Dan.
Will Smith.
Movie.
Squirrel.
Dan.
I Am Legend.
Movie.
Squirrel.
Dan.
Jesus.
Shark Tale.
Movie.
What?
Matt.
Bagger Vance. Legend of Bagger Vance.
Movie.
What?
Matt.
Oh, crap. What have I done? Hancock.
Ooh.
All right. Movie.
Squirrel.
Dan.
Men in Black 2. It's been long enough.
Oh, there you go. Movie.
What was that one called? Oh, shit.
Walter.
Pursuit of Happiness.
Cast.
Damn it.
Walton.
Jaden Smith.
Oh, movie. Yes.
Karate Kid.
Cast. Walton.
Jackie Chan.
Movie.
Squirrel.
Dan.
Shanghai Nights.
Ooh, movie.
I didn't say anything yet.
This is getting intense.
Okay.
Rush Hour.
All right, cast. Walton.
Chris Tucker.
Movie.
Squirrel.
Dan.
Fifth Element.
Cast.
Squirrel.
Dan.
Bruce Willis.
Movie.
Squirrel.
K. Ooh.
I'm giving it to K.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you got it.
Die Hard.
Cast.
Well.
Walton.
Reginald Bell Johnson. Oh, yeah.
Please say movie. Please say movie.
Movie.
No.
Walton.
Wait, does it have to be a movie or can it be a TV show?
Yeah, that works.
It can be a TV show.
Family Matters. I demand extra points for that.
Cast.
Squirrel.
Ooh,
I didn't get it.
That
was
okay.
Not me.
Yeah, that was Walstead. Yep.
Jaleel White.
Damn it! You bastard, I had it.
Movie.
Oh my god, what was he in? Yeah, give it the five count. I got nothing.
Alright, that's the end of that round.
I feel like he was in something Disney.
He's been in a handful of things, but nothing notable. He had his own show for a while.
Producer Katie, where do we stand on points?
Dan has 10 points.
Dan has 10. John has 2
points.
John
has 2.
Matt has 14 points.
Good job.
Matt has 14.
And 2 producer Katie points.
Yes.
And 2 producer Katie points.
He had acknowledged something that we were all distracted during, so it's
always one to acknowledge a good pun.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah, that's what we're going for.
Well, a new thing. Producer Katie points.
So could you I don't know if you repeated them out loud enough to hey, look, you should tap the screen. Never mind.
Yeah,
I said them as for myself. Saying, We're good. Sorry.
So Matt with 14, Dan with 10, John with 2.
Yes.
Time for round 2.
Ooh.
So let's go in a different direction here and say a movie by including Tom Hanks.
Squirrel.
Dan.
Forrest Gump.
Movie.
Squirrel.
Dan.
Apollo 13.
Movie.
Squirrel.
That was Matt. Big. Okay. Movie.
Squirrel.
Dan.
Philadelphia.
Okay. Cast.
Squirrel.
Dan.
Denzel Washington.
Movie.
Well.
Walstead.
The Inside Man.
Ooh. Cast.
Nope.
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 Wait. Squirrel.
Yes, Dan.
Colin Farrell.
Really? Movie.
If you're skeptical, you can.
Yeah, you can. If you're skeptical,
he already buzzed
you can.
In. It's already fine.
I'm not skeptical enough. Okay. Orange County.
Orange County. Cast.
Shit.
Too late.
Yeah, I gave yours.
I was thinking of the other one. I was thinking of Colin Hanks. Anyway.
Yes, Matt.
We took it.
Jack Black.
Movie.
Squirrel.
Dan.
Kung Fu Panda.
Cast.
Squirrel.
Dan.
Angelina Jolie.
Movie.
Squirrel.
Dan.
Gone in 60 Seconds.
Cast.
Squirrel.
Oh, Walstead had that one.
Nicolas Cage.
Movie.
Squirrel.
Dan.
That other one. Shit. I can't think of it. Raising Arizona.
Oh, okay. Movie. Walstead.
National Treasure.
Oh, that's what I was thinking of.
Cast.
Squirrel.
Dan.
John Voight.
Movie.
What the fuck is that guy's ugly? Oh, Squirrel.
Dan.
Midnight Cowboy.
Cast. Walstead.
Dustin Hoffman.
Movie.
No.
Walstead.
Hook.
Cast.
Squirrel.
Oh.
Okay, Walstead.
Robin Williams.
Squirrel. I'm trying to buzz in anyway.
I didn't say anything yet.
I know. I'm so ready.
Movie.
You guys are so fast.
Holy crap. That was practically same time, but I'm going to give it to Walstead.
Bicentennial Man.
Okay. Cast.
Scroll.
Dan.
I have to think of his name now. His name is... I can't... the girl from the Pepsi commercial.
Oh.
I can't think of his name, so I gave up. Oh.
His?
I was thinking of somebody else.
It's over.
Fuck, what is that guy's name? That's going to bug me now. He was a scientist who worked on him all that time. I lose a point. God, what is his name? It's going to bug the shit out of me. Because he was in The Three Musketeers. He was in Two to Tango.
Oliver Platt.
Oliver Platt, thank you.
Do we get a point for that?
What's up?
No points awarded. We're out. We're out of the round.
I'm very slow at responding to things. I'm very, very slow. But I could provide like sound effect backgrounds, like, you know, when Matt here gets like six in a row, I'll go like, ultra kill.
Combo breaker.
Could I get in there?
Running riot.
I'm kind of dripping.
Devastating.
I'm dripping.
Falcon punch.
I had a conversation about how much I hate Falcon punch. just from the noise itself as I'm trying to buy time as
Falcon
my beer
kick.
Is.
Yeah, I was going to say, how do you feel about Falcon kick?
I love yelling Falcon punch at people.
My chair is wet because my beer was not
Aw, buddy.
Warm, I guess.
The problems of cold, the first world.
I know, whitewine.com.
Oh, my
no, I'm good.
Chair is wet because my expensive beer spilled.
Oh. All right, game on.
Okay.
Do we want to do a recap now, or do we want to do it next
yes.
time?
Yes, producer Katie.
Put you on the spot.
Let's get our...
Dan had 21 points, but
Dan
he got a negative point, so he's at 20.
20.
Okay, so
I'll take 20.
With his negative points, Dan has at 20.
And Matt is at 24.
Matt is at 24.
And John is at
2. Yeah! John is holding steady at 2.
Nice.
But he gets a golden star from
a
producer
forever.
Katie.
Nice.
Yay!
All right, so... For this round...
Oliver Platt. God damn it.
I love Oliver Platt.
I do too, and that's what pissed me off.
We are going to start this round with a movie in which the actress played a role, and her name was Julia Roberts.
Squirrel.
Dan.
My Best Friend's Wedding.
Movie.
Squirrel.
Dan.
Aaron Brockovich.
Movie.
Well,
Matt.
Pretty Woman.
Cast.
Well,
Matt.
Richard Gere.
Movie.
Squirrel.
Dan.
Runaway Bride.
Movie.
Well,
Matt.
Dr. T and the Women.
Oh, God.
What?
What is
I don't
that?
Feel
right.
good
no,
about
he's
that.
He's right. He's right.
I don't
know.
Feel good about that.
Wow.
Cast.
Richard Gere. I'm good.
I have no idea.
I'm going to drink Black Velvet for that one. Cheers to you. That's worth pain.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got none of the women.
That's the 5 seconds. Okay. He could not think of the women. I wanted to see if you were
all
gonna...
of the females.
The women.
How many of them were there? How many points?
Six. There are six women.
I was going to guess eight, but I guess maybe he's
I remember
not that
the
awesome.
Poster, but I don't remember any of the faces.
Is this like
one
porno
of them was
we're
blonde.
About?
I believe it.
That was an extremely short round, obviously.
Sorry to shut it down like that.
we'll just jump into the next
Dr.
round and
T
get
you know
and get and get
you know who would be great in that role? Dr. Teeth from The Electric Mayhem.
I would much rather watch Dr.
Watch
Teeth and the
too.
Women.
Yes, that
Dr. Teeth.
That would be very entertaining. So,
tenderly.
So from here, let's go in. Let's build off of the movie. Let's blow it wide open a little bit more and say Ocean's 11.
Squirrel.
That's a difficult call. I'm going to give it to Matt.
Brad Pitt.
Okay, movie.
Squirrel.
Matt. I mean, Dan.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Pointing at me, I thought. Mysterious Case of Benjamin Button.
Cast.
I didn't see it, did you?
Some buttons.
there was a black lady. not to be racist, but she's the person who birthed him because it was way back in the day. And then there's She looks like Tilda Swinton, but I don't think it's Tilda Swinton, so.
Pretty sure Tilda Swinton's white.
No, no, I'm talking about the person that he copulates with. Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
Either way, I got nothing.
I can picture her in my head. That's my problem throughout this whole game. I can picture them in my head, and I'm like, ooh, that's a person with a name.
See, that's why.
Yeah.
That's why you buzz in.
If you want to do
and you
well,
buy 5 seconds.
You need to stop doing adult things and pay more attention to shitty movies.
I know.
Like Dr. T and the Women.
I should stop getting married and buying houses.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, stop getting married. That'd be a good thing. Good thing to start.
It's like, oh, I've got a wife and a house. I know who Reginald Vell Johnson is.
I don't, but I egged on the continuation of that one, so I'll take it.
I made a point of learning his name after one of the last movie games or movie bluff games where I lost based on Die Hard.
Throwing him, yeah.
Yeah. Now he is forever in my brain.
Yes.
All right, so let's get back in. Somehow.
Okay, so let's jump back in. We'll do totals after the next round because that was short.
Yeah.
So let's go with the talented Aaron Eckhart.
Squirrel.
Dan.
Thank you for smoking.
Movie.
Matt.
That was Matt.
Dark Knight.
Cast.
Squirrel.
Dan.
Morgan Freeman.
Movie.
Well, Squirrel.
That was Matt.
Oh, God, I blanked. Shawshank Redemption. There we go.
Okay. Movie.
Squirrel.
Dan.
March of the Penguins.
Movie.
Squirrel.
Dan.
Bruce Almighty.
Cast.
Squirrel.
Dan.
Jim Carrey.
Movie.
Well, Squirrel.
That was Matt.
I forget my word.
Ace Ventura.
All right. Cast.
Squirrel.
Dan.
Dan Marino. Going for gold on this one. Same movie.
Nope, cast.
Does Snowflake count?
Give
squirrel,
Dan a chance.
Squirrel,
to,
okay, squirrel, Dan, squirrel, motherfucking squirrel.
Even after the coughing fit, Dan buzzes in.
Courtney Cox Arquette, or Courtney Cox, depending on when you're classifying this.
Wow, movie. Matt.
Friends.
Cast.
Squirrel.
Dan.
David Schwimmer.
Movie.
What?
Matt.
I'll let you take that.
Yeah.
Wait, nope. Saved by the Bell.
Motherfucker.
Cast.
Look.
Matt.
Mark Paul Gosselaar.
Movie.
Pass.
Look.
Matt.
Dead Man on Campus.
Oh my God.
Dead Man on Campus? Is that right? Never mind. It's not my place to judge.
Are you human?
I'm not.
Cast.
I forgot the other one's name.
I'm going to make you work for your points now.
I forgot the other one's name.
Yeah, beer is my point.
Beer.
No, I got nothing. Giving it up.
All right, so that's a mega point.
Okay.
Damn.
Yep, Matt loses a point.
Ooh. Mega point.
Whew. Okay, wow. All right.
So let's get the totals on this one.
Yep. Producer Katie, where are we at?
Dan after Nega Point is at 32.
Dan is at 32.
Matt after Nega Point is at 33.
Oh!
Matt is at 33.
Close. And?
And John is
Yeah.
There.
John is winning at golf scores, still at
with
2.
And a gold star.
Which can be redeemed.
Yeah, especially if you're playing Mario Party.
According to producer Katie, can be redeemed for 1,000 points. All right.
I am historically slow at games. So this is.
Unless you
is.
Play Monopoly, which no one will play with you anymore.
I know. No one will play with me because I'm ruthless.
No, you won't. Don't do it.
You John, don't want to play Monopoly with me.
No.
John will destroy you.
I will destroy you.
Yes.
Like, you'll feel sad for weeks afterwards.
Producer.
or Lord of the Rings, so it ends, you know.
Yeah.
I have Whalenopoly.
I have Catopoly.
That's scary.
I have
all right.
All kinds of Monopoly games.
Let's do this.
All right. So we're on to round 17. Round four now.
Whatever.
And so let's...
go, Chuck. Go, Chuck. Go, Chuck. Go, Chuck.
Okay.
Chuck.
So I'm going to go into John's wheelhouse.
Oh, yes.
I know he's seen this one. In fact, he wrote a paper about this movie in college.
Oh, God, which one?
Idiocracy.
Squirrel.
Damn. Oh, dang it.
It's, Maya Rudolph.
Cast.
Well,
Ballstead.
Dax Shepard.
Ooh, you jerk.
Cast.
Nope.
Matt.
Oh, shit.
What's his name? I couldn't think of it right away either.
Luke Wilson.
There it is.
Movie.
Squirrel.
Dan.
Bottle Rocket.
Cast.
Squirrel.
Dan.
That would be Owen Wilson.
Movie.
Well,
okay. Oh, man.
Dang it.
Royal Tenenbaums.
Oh.
All right. Cast.
Squirrel.
Dan.
Danny Glover.
Movie.
Squirrel.
Dan.
Angels in the Outfield. Kablam! That was wide open.
Fantastic. That
was beautiful. Ah, cast.
Squirrel.
Dan.
Joseph. Gordon-Levitt.
No. Oh, my gosh. He was in that. Okay.
What?
Sorry.
No.
I'm not supposed to say that. I was in disbelief that you said it, but movie.
Okay. Well,
Dan. John. Yes.
Give it to John.
Inception.
John gets it.
Inception. Yep.
All right. Cast.
Squirrel.
Dan.
Ellen Page.
Cast.
Dang it. Well,
I'm just going to point at him. The end.
Cillian Murphy.
All right. Cast.
Well,
Matt.
Oh, balls. I forgot his name.
I keep wanting to give you points.
You should give me a friend. You should give me points for swearing. Leonardo DiCaprio.
Movie.
Squirrel.
No.
Dan.
The Great Gatsby.
It Ooh. Has been released.
It has.
Cast.
Squirrel.
Dan.
Spider-Man. Motherfucker. I can't think of him now.
That was his legal name.
Okay. She bumped me too. So I will say, yeah, you tap me away. I can picture that fucker's name.
You're thinking of Tobey Maguire.
Yeah. I couldn't.
And thus concludes the buffering podcast game
with scores of
Katie.
Please,
where do we stand?
Hold on.
All right, so Dan has reconfigured the mic so that Katie may say scores.
Dan got 41.
You got to get closer. Sorry,
a little bit closer.
That's as far as
Dan got 41 points, but 2 nega points, which puts him at 39.
39 for Dan.
39. If I can count, yeah, that's right.
I'll take it.
Ooh.
It's being tabulated.
And then Matt got 39 points, but got a nega point, so he got 38 points. Dan Whalen as our winner, unless
Dan
John chooses to cash
out
in his golden star for 1,000 points.
What? I'm gonna
save it for another
do it.
I'm gonna put it in a CD, I think, and let it accumulate about 0.1% interest.
Good.
So
okay.
Can you hook me up over there, Adam?
Wow, I can hook you up.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. Okay.
Noted.
So John has chosen to deposit his very valuable golden star
into 10 years. I might make $100.
Yes.
Yeah.
As of
probably not.
As of
I'm
right
not
now,
pay you, so.
John has the potential to be the highest scoring.
I'm
going to
take the conservative.
How do I earn golden stars for things?
I
do feel the need to point out that I did get 2 points.
You have to collect 8 red coins.
I feel like I'm missing out
level
on this golden star, like teacher's pet points. I'm missing out.
I believe they're called
or
producer
pity
points.
Pity. They were pity points. Okay.
You can do like a butt stomp on a tree stump to free a giant ball with a mouth with sharp teeth.
Upon defeating which, you obtain a golden star?
Yes, you can also achieve a golden star that way.
Well, I did not get any of that.
You can...
you know what?
You can earn a golden key.
We'll leave it at John...
grabbing a dinosaur by the tail and throwing it at a bomb.
John, by earning the golden star, you get the benefit of kicking off any plugs that you have, anything that you have going on Friday or thereafter that people should know about, or things that you're participating in, things that you're going to, supporting, anything for the month of May coming up.
Oh, man.
Et cetera.
Well, on Monday I'm going to work.
what about the... are you still in the orchestra?
I'm taking a brief hiatus, actually. Although I'm getting back into it in the fall.
Plug them for plugging's sake?
Yeah, yeah. Going back to the orchestra. Check it out.
It's named...
Under new leadership, Bloomington Symphony Orchestra.
Thank you.
We're going to have a new director, which is extremely exciting.
Website, Twitter, anything?
They have a website. If you Google it, you will find it.
Bloomington Chamber Orchestra.
Symphony.
Bloomington Sorry. Symphony Orchestra.
See, I corrected it so people would correct me.
There you go.
I would too. Say who this new director is, but I think I might be sworn to secrecy on that right now.
No, it's fine.
Whatever. It's someone very exciting that I'm very excited to play with, so...
It's worth checking out.
Absolutely.
So people should go on Google and search for Bloomington Symphony Orchestra.
If you are a musician and you lived in the Twin Cities...
And you're looking for a symphony orchestra to
join in, to talk to people on their check out website. It's good.
Optimistically, contact us.
Somewhere.
Yeah. So anything for you, like social media that you put out there that people should follow? Instagram, Twitter, blog.
You know, I'm so boring. I have this weird...
You and your adult life.
I have this weird fear of Twitter. Where like I'm afraid people will find me. I mean, like an old man.
Like loan sharks?
No, not really. I say that skeptically. No.
Okay. throwing it out there.
Yeah.
No. Although, well, what do I do media wise? Well, on the PlayStation Network, if you want to find me, I am Shrajo01, SHRAJO01.
There's something new.
If you play Borderlands 2, come find me because I'll give you all kinds of free stuff.
There you go. There you go. That's a plug if we ever had one.
Then it'll kill you.
Yeah, but then I will destroy you. So, no, actually, we'll work cooperatively and get more free loot, so it's cool.
Hooray. There you
go. So, Matt, how about you? Anything Friday thereafter?
Yeah, coming up on Friday, I am going to be on the Buffering podcast.
Hey!
All your listeners should check that out.
Amazing.
And
I think that's the first time that's actually been plugged on the show. Really?
Have way you to steal my thunder.
Ugh.
I don't even want your pity points anymore.
I win again! Hooray!
I will take those pity points.
You have a gold star.
Are they transferable?
I'm like a vulture.
We can set you up with a brokerage account to
invest those. I am a notary if we need to notarize the transfer of those pity points. So.
Okay, you write up the documents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have my stamp in the car.
But other than...
take out a loan on pity
buffering.
Points.
Aside from that, founding member of the Reginald Bell Johnson fan club.
Yes!
Currently only member.
Probably.
That's all I got.
Social media?
Nothing exciting.
Oh, by the way, I was going to mention this because I saw it on Facebook today. Today is Limp Bizkit Day, thanks to the Varsity Theater...
Super disappointed that somehow, it was sold out.
Somehow got sold out.
Yeah.
They sold out on tickets for Limp Bizkit.
Yeah, it's not a huge theater.
I'll take what I can get for that. That's unfortunate, but good for them. Adam, how about you?
Katie, why didn't we go see Limp Bizkit?
Did it all for the Nookie. The Nookie.
Would anyone be interested in starting a band called Firm Bizkit?
Firm Bizkit.
Properly cooked biscuit.
I
spelled at least.
I'd be in favor of that if we could make a slight tweak to that and say firm scone.
Ooh, yes, firm scone.
Firm scone. Yes.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah, firm croissant.
Firm croissant. I
We're
like
gonna
that.
Need a French lead singer then.
Okay.
Just all sorts of like.
Katie can sing in French.
There we go.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
Just one French covers of Limp Bizkit songs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well. John, your plug of the Bloomington Symphony Orchestra reminded me of something that I care a great deal about. The Minnesota Orchestra's Lockout continues, and
unfortunately,
major bummer.
There's been an open letter that they posted not too long ago.
I saw that.
That everyone in the state of Minnesota and beyond should read, and then email the board of the Minnesota Orchestra, telling them to either pay the musicians what they are worth or step down. So
I have an opinion on this.
Yeah.
So you remember what Best Buy did when they started to go down?
The option to possibly go private and...
Yeah. But then more so, I mean, the money-saving tactics were, let's not take pay cuts at the top. Instead, let's fire all of our infrastructure and lay people off. It doesn't really make sense from a fiscal standpoint to... You shouldn't...
Fire your core?
Yeah, the people that make your money for you, it's not a good idea to get rid of them.
Yeah.
So
one Minnesota business, per se, shouldn't follow another Minnesota
right.
business.
Right. I mean, it's a small world, so I won't say a lot on that, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's pretty dumb, and based on the news, Ozma Vanska might leave, from what I've heard.
Yeah, that's a very strong possibility. Yeah.
And that's gonna have such a ripple effect on Minneapolis, because it's not just the musicians that are gonna suffer from that, but if you think about where those musicians come from, and the local community that's supported by the fact that these phenomenal musicians and one of the country's better orchestras exists here. I mean, you've got kids that look up to those musicians. You've got school programs and private programs and things that kids get into and that sort. So it's going to totally just clobber the music scene for orchestra music in Minneapolis. It's terrible.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
Something needs to be done.
Yeah. Yep.
Who earns?
Yep.
So, yeah. I encourage you to send your emails to the board and... just show them where you stand. So, moving on. you can find me on Twitter at ADAMERDMANN. If your Twitter name consists of numbers and letters, I'm not interested. You can...
Wait. Numbers and letters as in, like...
As a random slew of numbers and letters.
What about binary code?
That'd be numbers.
If you're creative enough to come up with a neat... binary code that actually fits within the Twitter constraints, then yeah. Sure.
What's your feeling on special characters?
I like them.
Okay.
I'm for them.
I have 3 exclamation points.
Including the carrot symbol?
Carrot symbols are okay by me.
Okay.
So you can also find out what I've been listening to these days on Last FM. At my name there is Adman7, and that's all I've got for this. You can. Oh, yeah. The article for this week, you can find it at the Buffering Podcast website with my weekly video picks.
Bufferingpodcast.com.
Yes, there you go. This week, the first video shall be a version of The Three Little Pigs using all Shakespearean language. So, that'll whet your appetite. There's lots of... goodness that I dug up this past week, so check it out. Dan, what do you have?
Now gay marriage is legal in Minnesota.
Woohoo!
And I'm an officiant, so if anyone's interested...
He is a reverend.
I can marry people as per law of the state of Minnesota, so...
As of August 1st.
Is it?
Yep. August 1st.
Well, you know, pre-plan, get going... Got a couple months, so
yeah.
You can find me and contact me about marrying you and others at Dan L. Whelan, WHELAN.
For all your marriage needs.
Among other things, why not? Make the program for your marriage, whatever. Other than that, Pete Holmes' new CD came out, A Nice Try, The Devil. And it's funny, and I haven't tried to find it on Spotify, but I assume it's going to be available on there, if not through purchase on Amazon and iTunes and so many other things, and it's funny. And through the rest of May, I don't think there's... Oh, some news for anyone who somehow listens to our podcast that is a Twins fan. that miss out on the April game that was designated to the Angels. It's been rescheduled for early September. Go to, you know, MN Twins. Search for MN Twins on Google, and then you'll find out more information on that. That's really all I have. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for listening this evening, and thank you, John and Matt, for joining us.
Episode 84.
On episode 84, yes. So.
We will see everybody next week for episode 85.
Phew. Goodbye.
Goodbye.